your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
It's one. It smells like bliss in this studio. It really does. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the soggy Missouri Ozark Mountains. It's raining like crazy here, a lot of thunder. And Tom is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And what a meetup we had last night. Seriously. Sam Bushman was on center stage, and we talked about the new media taking center stage. Now, what does that mean? That would mean programs like you hear right here on Genesis and our affiliates. So that's the new media. We are taking center stage, and we're saying things that mainstream media is just not talking about. Paul Victor's with us, and we're going to be talking about foreclosure. The focus of this broadcast is a serious topic, foreclosure. It's been a very tough year for many of us. I'm talking about including USAPrepares.com. Three of your instructors' spouses are battling serious cancer. Three are facing foreclosure. One lost his home. Two are losing their properties right now. One is packing. You're not alone. The deliberate takedown of the United States economy has impacted every single one of us in some way, some more than others. It's serious. So we're going to talk about foreclosure and what your options are. Paul Victor's with us. Welcome, Paul Victor.
Morning, Vincent.
Paul, it's a serious, serious topic. I get a chance to talk with our instructors off the air. I spend a lot of time on the phone when I'm not behind the microphone, if I'm not farming or on the tractor or working with the cows or repairing fencing or something like that on the farm. I'm talking with our instructors and I'm talking with our students. And that's what I do. And I don't hear a lot of good news. I really don't. And Paul, so as I mentioned, foreclosure is in the future of many of us. If that's in our future, what do you suggest we do, Paul?
Well, first of all, the most important thing is to get educated on how the system works against you. Okay? That's what we want to focus on. How does the system work against you, and how can you use these things to your advantage? Sort of like financial jujitsu. You know, the whole thrust of jujitsu is to turn the force or power that's being used against you, turn it on the attacker.
Sure.
And that's what we're going to try to do.
Okay, so where do we start?
Well, it depends on what stage of default people are in. If they're behind one or two payments, they are technically in default, and missing the third payment usually results in a notice of default. Okay, so at that point, if you get a notice of default or an acceleration letter stating that you're in default and you have so many days to correct the problem or come up with the full balance, otherwise they will proceed with foreclosure. and there are things that you can do to respond to that. The worst thing to do is to ignore it, stick your head in the sand, hope that it goes away, and believe me, it's not going to go away. So you need to take action. You need to get educated.
Paul, let me ask you this. When you get a letter of acceleration, if a person can't if a person can't make the payments of 60 days ago or 90 days ago, how is that person really expected to be able to make full payment of the balance of the note? How would that be possible in many cases?
It's an impossibility. You can't. I mean, there's a saying from a gentleman that I've been listening to for the last 20 years, Alfred Adask, and he came up with the phrase, what cannot be paid will not be paid.
And he's right.
And I was in that position myself.
Okay.
So if you're going to struggle and try to keep up with paying something that's unpayable, if you have any remaining assets, any cushion, you're going to go through that, and you're going to wind up being in a position where you are completely out of money, and you're going to wind up being in a default situation anyway. So our thinking is, prevent that from happening. Put a stop to it now before all your resources are dwindled away.
Let's talk about a concept that bankers like to use to make us feel guilty. And I believe that they try to do is say, you know, you have a moral obligation to pay this note. Now, initially, when a person borrows money to buy, let's say, a house or a car, and they sign that note, it's really a business transaction. But banks want us to believe it's not only a business transaction, but a moral transaction. And it's the proof that it's a business transaction is the bank keeps the property as collateral, right?
Yes.
So
that would be known as a secured loan.
Right. So what I'm saying is they are making sure that their interests are fully covered, because if the payment's not made, they will take back the property. No questions about it. They will take back the property. So it really is a business transaction. Now, a moral transaction, I think, would be something like, Paul, if I borrowed money from you, if I needed a few thousand dollars and you agreed to lend it to me, I would have a moral obligation to pay that back.
Yes, exactly, because I lent you funds that I worked for, and I gave you hard cash for it, and under the understanding that you would pay it back. Okay, so if you borrowed money from your Uncle Bob and you promised to pay it back, pay it back. But the banking system is such a nature that money is created out of thin air and interest added on top to boot. Just the very fact that, take for example, you borrow money for a mortgage on a house. Over 30 years, say you borrow $100,000 for a mortgage on your house. Over 30 years, you're winding up paying three times what the original principal was. And that in itself is a losing game.
Mm-hmm.
And where did all that money come from? It came from interest created out of thin air.
And all of us have been conditioned to believe that we have a moral obligation to pay back that note. And here's why I've mentioned that for the last few minutes, Paul. I know of a person who has about $50,000 in credit card debt. That's a lot of credit card debt. And I don't want to be judgmental in any way, shape, or form. But that's a substantial amount of money. And that person has a choice of paying health insurance premiums, which have gone through the roof. He has the choice of paying his home mortgage note, and he has the choice of paying the credit card debt. What has happened is his income sources have dried up. Let's say he lost his job, and let's say he used his credit card to fund some of his payments. So he took money out of his credit card, and paid some of his bills because he needed to make ends meet. Now he's faced with paying the credit card, paying his medical insurance, or paying his mortgage note. But he can't do all three. He can probably do one of them. What does a person like that do?
Well, it comes down to a business decision. If you decided to not continue to pay on your credit cards, that is an unsecured debt, number one. And to use that money towards paying on your mortgage to keep a roof over your head makes perfect business sense. So what's going to happen if you stop paying on your credit card, your unsecured debt? What's the worst that could happen? Do you have any idea?
Well, I would. If it were my case, I would probably get some letters. I'd probably get some threatening phone calls. And ultimately, my credit rating would decline precipitously.
Well, we see the credit rating is part of the game. That is part of how we're boxed in to acting in a certain way. Okay, mm-hmm. By not paying the credit cards and putting that money towards your mortgage and keeping a roof over your head makes perfect business sense. So in that instance, okay, you're going to go into default, and it's a civil matter. It's not criminal, okay? If it was criminal, these banksters that recklessly gambled with these derivatives, they'd all be in jail. But they're not because it's a civil matter. And they got a bailout to boot. Besides,
right.
So what the result is going to be is that you might wind up getting a judgment against you.
Okay.
So if you get a judgment against you, and say, let's say a situation, I have an older gentleman that's collecting Social Security, he's got a pension, he had credit card debt, had trouble keeping up with his mortgage.
Hold that thought. Let's tell that story when we come back. Paul Victor, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to get in touch with Paul Victor, go to USAPrepares.com, page one on the website, on the bottom, under instructors. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about a serious topic. We're talking about foreclosure, and we're talking about debt, and we're talking about credit card debt, and we're talking about what happens if you are in a position where you cannot pay your credit card debt. Paul Victor's with us, and there's a link to Paul on page 1 of the website. At the bottom, in the black area, there's a list of all your instructors that want to be listed, and it says Paul Victor, zero debt guaranteed. So you can click on that, and it'll take you right to his website. His phone number's there, and I'll give out his phone number a little bit later. Paul, so you're telling us a story about an older gentleman on Social Security. Please continue.
Yeah, he was on Social Security, and he had a small pension, had credit card debt. He had about close to $50,000 in credit card debt, and he got to the point where he cannot continue to pay the credit card debt and keep up with his mortgage payment. So I presented him with some options. If he decided to cut loose his credit card payments and he wound up getting a judgment against him, there's really nothing that could be collected from this gentleman because Social Security and pension monies are off limits. Collectors do not have access to that. If they get a judgment against him, naturally, it'll carry over to any real estate that he owns, but his property is upside down by about $30,000. So if they get a judgment against him, there's going to be a lien against his property, which is upside down, but if he continues to pay his mortgage payment, he's not in danger of losing his house. And I don't know, will the market ever turn around where the property is not going to be upside down and there's going to be a gain? That remains to be seen. From, you know, all the data that I've been reading, it doesn't look likely. It looks like prices are going to continue to go down because foreclosures are up 46% over 2 years ago. So there's really nothing that could be taken from this gentleman.
Okay, Paul, did you say that property was $30,000 upside down?
Yes.
Okay. Now, wouldn't that property have to be at least $20,000 right side up for anyone to want to take that property because of the closing costs and all the legal fees and taxes and so forth that are involved in taking it back? Wouldn't it have to be, you know, in the positive of $20,000 or so?
Well, as long as he continues to make his payments, whether his house is upside down or not, it doesn't really matter. Okay? Because if he has the idea to stay in his home for forever, okay, it's really not going to affect him. The only way it's going to affect him is if he tries to sell the house. But if he's upside down, the house is not going to sell. So the bank, if he gets into a default situation, the bank might try to work out cash for keys or a short sale or possibly a mortgage modification. And I'd like to talk about those three things. That's a common tactic that the banks use.
Yeah, let's talk about cash for keys.
Okay, cash for keys is just a scheme that the banks come up with to basically get you out of your house in record time. So in other words, they dangle a carrot in front of you and say, look, I'm going to give you $3,000 to hand in the keys and just leave the house. Okay? So what's happening is that person, if he goes for that, is settling for a mere pittance for the bank to get him out of his house without spending any money or time on the foreclosure process. That's a bad move. Okay, because let's say, for example, his mortgage payment is $1,500 a month. That includes principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. So that's only 2 months of mortgage payments. Okay, so if he's out of his house, he's got to find another property, and he's only got $3,000 to his name. Before you know it, that money's going to be gone. So wouldn't it make more sense to fight the foreclosure, stay in his house for as long as possible? We have members in our program since 2008 that have not made any payments whatsoever, and they're still in their homes fighting the foreclosure. So multiply that $1,500 a month times 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years. That's a lot of money in your pocket.
I know someone in almost a similar situation who has been able to stay in their home almost as long. And, you know, through letter writing and tactics. So I know it can be done, Paul. I know it can be done. And we come back. Let's hit this one more time, the cash for keys, why it makes so little sense to do that. Cash for keys. Why would you do that? We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's
oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about cash for keys. And Paul mentioned that the bank could say, well, I'll tell you what, just move out. We'll give you $3,000. Just move out, and we'll forego all the paperwork, all the process, and all that. And just please leave, and here's $3,000. Paul, you said that was a really bad move. Now, what do we say when the bank says, here's cash for the keys? What do we say?
No, thank you. No, thank you. And by doing cash for keys, you're giving up valuable time in your home that could be spent with a roof over your head, prolonging the foreclosure process. The more time that you delay, that means more cash in your pocket so that you could plan your plan B. So it's really not a good idea for cash for keys, and I wouldn't even respond to it. Now, here's another gimmick that they use, and that's a short sale. A short sale actually comes down to you working for the bank. You have to market your house, try to get a buyer lined up. And if a buyer usually bites on a short sale, they're going to offer way less than what the mortgage amount is. And chances are the bank is not going to go along with that. But in the event that they do, you could be wide open for a deficiency. If you don't get in writing specific language that, yes, if I accept a short sale, I don't want any occurrences for the defaulted amount to be taken in action for a deficiency. Okay, and usually they won't do that. So short sale is not a good idea.
Okay, so cash for keys is not a good idea. Short sale is not a good idea. All right, now what do we do, Paul?
Okay, a lot of times a bank will maybe offer a mortgage modification. If that occurs, that's not such a bad idea because it's going to stall for time. But I'll tell you, from our practical experience, mortgage modifications rarely work out because by the time the home loan is going to be modified, a lot of time has passed by and your credit rating took a hit and possibly the value of your property has gone down. So they'll come up with the excuse that, well, either your credit is an issue or the property value has gone down, so therefore we can't do it, and they're going to continue to proceed with the foreclosure process. But you gain some time. Maybe you gain 6 months.
So this is would you say this is generally a stalling tactic that the bank uses, even against their own interest?
They have a tremendous shadow inventory, and it's a way to basically manage the bottom line on their balance sheet. Okay, so it can control the amount of foreclosures that are hitting the market. So I'm sure they don't want to dump them all on the market because that's going to cause property values to go down.
So let me see if I
a control mechanism. But mortgage modifications rarely work out. We even had a case where a guy got a mortgage modification supposedly, and he went into default again. But now he had two entities coming after him claiming that he owed them money on the same property. They were different banks.
So how can that happen?
Well, because the note's been sold off. It's been sold off and traded between institutions. And, you know, there could be two claims out there that, well, you owe me $100,000 for this mortgage. And another bank says, you owe me $100,000 for the mortgage. Okay, so what do you do?
Well, isn't that a good position to be in? Because now if you end up in court, doesn't one of them have to actually prove that that bank owns it?
Well, yeah. I mean, they have to prove that they have the original note. And nine times out of ten, they really don't have the original note because the notes have actually been destroyed.
Okay. So this
is part of the ammunition. You want to dispute the validity of the debt. And the process could take years. And using our program, I mean, this is a compilation of 20 years of research and information on credit card debt and foreclosure issues.
Okay, so we've decided cash for keys makes no sense. The short sale makes no sense. Mortgage modification is something that may buy us 6 months or so. What's next?
Okay, well, there's a new thing that came on the horizon, and that's a reverse mortgage. And in some cases, a reverse mortgage might be helpful if you have equity in your property. A lot of senior citizens own their property outright, and maybe they're having difficulty keeping up with the taxes. Okay, so what do they do? If they miss 3 years of paying taxes, that free and clear property can go up for a tax lien or a tax deed sale. That's a terrible position to be in because all that equity could be wiped out in a tax sale. So a mortgage, reverse mortgage might make sense for that person because he could get a lump sum or he could get payments paid to him every month to be able to allow him to keep up with, you know, the expenses involved in his property. So in that respect, a reverse mortgage might be a good option.
Well, let's talk about a reverse mortgage. When you have a reverse mortgage, you ultimately lose the property because you've sold it.
Well, yes and no. In a reverse mortgage situation, you're probably going to get about 60% of the equity that's in the property. And if the principal passes away, the surviving spouse or any of the people that are in line for inheritance have the option. They have a certain amount of time to market that property, sell it, and pay back the amount due the reverse mortgage, and then they get the house back in their possession. So if that individual had life insurance, that's a good position to be in, because the life insurance would most likely pay off the balance that's due the reverse mortgage, and you get the property back in the family's possession.
Paul, is there much difference between pawning jewelry and a reverse mortgage? I mean, isn't it very similar?
Yes. Yes, it is similar. But there are certain situations where older folks may not have family to leave a property to. And it would make perfect sense for that person to use the reverse mortgage strategy.
Okay, but if there is family, if there are family members who could inherit the property, it doesn't always make sense. It probably hardly ever makes sense, right?
Well, it depends on how much equity is in the property. Okay, but 60% of the value of that property is the loan amount that the reverse mortgage is going to want to be repaid. So, you know, it's a business decision. Do the heirs want to repay that back and get the property back in their possession, or do they just let it go, let the bank have it back?
And let's talk about how the reverse mortgage, how the other side makes, where do they make their profit on the reverse mortgage?
Well, they're making their profit on the interest and the remaining equity. In other words, if they're only giving you 60% of the value of the property, they have 40% profit built right in.
Right, right. And that I understand. And that's if the family doesn't buy the property back. But if the family does buy the property back, then they're looking at interest. Now, what kind of an interest payment are they seeing?
You negotiate, you know, the interest could be 5%, 8%. You know, these are things to be aware of.
Okay. So what we're really talking about is much higher interest rates than you would pay typically to a bank.
Yes.
Because you can get loans for, you know, in the 3 to 4% neighborhood for a traditional mortgage. Well, okay, so Paul, are you saying that you like this reverse mortgage?
Well, in some circumstances, it makes sense for some people.
Okay.
Okay, it could be an option.
All right.
I talked to a gentleman that was thinking about a reverse mortgage, but he only had about $20,000 equity in the property, so it wouldn't pay for him to do that. It just, the numbers don't match up between the closing costs and the cost to get this set up. He's not going to wind up with anything, so there's not enough equity in it. You have to make sure there's enough equity in the property to do this.
Okay, and are there any other options if we just can't pay for our homes? What about bankruptcy?
Well, bankruptcy can be a useful tool. I mean, if it comes down to the point where your house is eventually going to be foreclosed on and you get an unlawful detainer, an eviction notice, you could use bankruptcy as a strategy to gain yourself more time, because all collection actions will stop as soon as you file bankruptcy. You can gain maybe 2 to 4 months, possibly.
I was talking with someone 2 days ago, And I said, I hadn't heard from him in a while. And I said, hey, how's it going? He said, terrible. I said, what's up? He said, well, I'm packing. And I said, okay. When someone is at that state in the game, is there any last ditch attempts when you're being thrown out on Friday and you've got, you know, a few days left?
Well, it depends. I mean, if the house was sold through foreclosure and he got an eviction notice, there's really not much that you can do at that point. Mm-hmm. So my philosophy is be prepared beforehand. You might not have a situation where foreclosure is an issue right now at this point in time, but the way the economy is, with jobs being threatened, factories being closed, being sent overseas, full-time employment being cut back to part-time employment, it's definitely going to affect your cash flow, and that could happen to anybody in the future, even if you don't have a problem now.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Paul, I find this topic very unsettling. You know, foreclosure is something that only happened to other people. Now I see it very close to home. Our friends, our instructors. It's a result of business downturns, joblessness, healthcare costs, inflation. And it seems, Paul, it seems that no matter what we do, the banks are in the business of manipulation, even deceit. Am I wrong on that?
No. No, it's a game where the deck is stacked against us. I mean, if you stop and think, back in the 50s, it all started with buy now, pay later. And I like to use the illustration of Popeye cartoons back in the 50s. There was an individual in the Popeye cartoons named Wimpy. Mm-hmm. And what was he famous for? He said, I'll gladly pay you for a hamburger today. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Right.
So that was the beginning of buy now, pay later.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years later, the banks came out with credit cards, Visa, MasterCard. It was known as ChargeX. And basically, people thought it was a good idea that, hey, that's a good way to get ahead. Let's use these credit cards and get the stuff we want. So before you knew it, the credit cards mounted up, and the next option was, well, why not tap the equity in your house? We'll get an equity loan or refinance to pay off the credit cards and start all over again. So the cards were maxed out again, and people continually got refinanced until about 2007, 2008, the market dropped, and there was no equity to be had out of the houses, plus their cards were maxed out. So you were put in a box. You're in a position where everything was maxed out. And now you're paying interest on these credit cards. You can't even, you couldn't even write off the interest as you were able to do before. And the result is you're a debt slave. You're a wage slave, just paying interest.
Not only
and
that,
a lot of us fell for that. I did. I fell for it.
Paul, not only that, I believe that this is having an impact on our health. I believe it's physically making us sick. The worry, the threats of losing our homes, our cars, our jobs, loss of business. I believe all of this systematic takedown is physically killing us. And I like the strategy.
Is a big factor determining our health.
Paul, let me give out your number for those who'd like to call you after the broadcast, and that can be, you can call in about 5 minutes, class, 404-477-7215.
404-4215.
I'm sorry. 404-477-4215. 404-477-4215. And Paul, I know that you've talked to a number of people who listen to this broadcast already. I've heard from them that they've talked to you and that you've provided counsel and guidance, and I want to thank you for helping them. And the look of despair when I see these people face to face, I just don't enjoy that. I really want them, you know, with this credit card debt, if they would just learn to say, you know what, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to be a slave to this debt. I'm sorry. It stops right now. I think they'd feel a lot better. I really do. Because in the case of that 50,000...
the program will assist you in fighting the paper battle. This is a war on paper. It's actually a war of words, okay? And our program shows you how to respond to that. It educates you on what the process is going to be, okay? What's going to happen, and there are options that you can take to respond to these things and handle the situation.
You know what I like about this, Paul? It's not like going to the doctor and then, you know, after you have the surgery, they tell you all these bad things that are going to happen to you. Here, you know exactly what's going to happen. You know how the game's going to be played, and you know the steps in advance. I think it's brilliant. 404-477-4215. Paul Victor. Paul, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Vincent. Have a good day.
Coming up next, Linus Ertley, Hurricane Sandy. What really happened?
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.